What's up, guys? How's everybody doing? Welcome to the second episode of the Man's World podcast with Rick and AJ. Hopefully we can make this more regular. We're thinking maybe once a month with the podcast, maybe once every 2 weeks. We're not too sure yet. Either way, I know that I saw on YouTube that we got to 200 subs, so that's pretty fucking awesome, guys. So thank you for that. I don't know how long that'll last because we lose subs and gain them all the time. I don't understand YouTube's fucking algorithm, but either way, thank you for showing the support. We really appreciate it. We're both really happy with the feedback that we've been getting from you guys. That's awesome. We really, like I said, the more and more great feedback we get in subs and all, like, we're growing so quick. I love it. And it really just helps motivate us to keep doing this for sure. So thank you guys for all that. I know I've said this to a bunch of you guys, but I really think we can help a lot of guys out there for sure. I just think a lot of this stuff needs to be said in this world. There has to be a place where we can say it. And the other thing too is that I've been looking at some other channels, just looking at some other people doing the same thing. Because obviously on Reddit and stuff, you see all that stuff get posted on all stuff about women and all. And I want you to know that what you guys are getting from us, I know that there were a lot of people who said in the beginning, you should have some kind of a script and all. And the thing is, I don't want this to be planned shit. I want you guys to know that what you're getting is me and AJ, right? Like, you're getting us, who we are. You're not getting a script. I could just type something up and post it. You could just read it. I mean, like, you're not, I want you guys to, like, there was a point in Patrice's show where he said, one day I might not feel like a pimp. One episode. So you guys aren't getting that then. You're not getting to pimp me almost in a way. You know what I mean? He says sometimes. So it's like, I feel like it's easier to relate and connect with when you're getting a more raw conversational, you're getting just who we are and how we feel that day or how we feel at the time we want to record. Maybe something happened that week and it makes us feel one way and we come on here and we talk about it and we share it. That's why I want to do more of like a podcast, I think, is definitely where we're going. And we might do something where we might get to the point where we're posting clips on YouTube from the podcast or whatever for people who maybe don't view it on the podcast. I don't know. We'll see. But either way, that's what I want you guys to get. I want you guys to know that you're getting just the raw honesty. That's one of the things that like Patrice's show was all about. And I love that so much. And I admired that. And I connected with that is, just who we are. And the other thing too, I want to mention before we get into the video is that we've had some people connecting with us about being guests on and asking us. So I don't know if you guys have watched Patrice's show yet, if you haven't already, but he would take calls a lot. Obviously we don't have that kind of credibility, I guess, and what do you call it, fame, if you will, to like take calls and stuff from you guys. Obviously I wouldn't mind, like, if we started to get bigger, I definitely wouldn't mind going into doing something like live. We've been talking about that too, just doing some stuff live and reading some questions from you guys or whatever. But either way, we've been asked about having guests on the podcast and stuff like that. We're going to start working on that. So again, if you guys have a story you want to tell us, we've gotten some guys who talk to us and have a story that, and saying that they want to share their stuff and all, and they love what we're doing and all. So if you want to contact us, mansworld59@gmail.com, send us an email, let us know if you want to be a guest. We're going to start lining stuff up and doing that and getting that rolling. Cause I know a lot of guys are kind of anxious to talk about their story and stuff like that, which is a big part of this channel that I want to be. I mean, obviously I'm a big talker myself, so I can talk about stuff. So I do want to keep that, but I also want this to be about you guys, like I said. So I have no problem with having guests on here, sharing their story. We'll be asking them questions and stuff like that. And I think that'll be really interesting. So to get into one of the main things I actually want to talk about today is, well, actually, AJ, if you want to say anything, you want to say what's up, guys, you know what I mean? I know sometimes
no,
people,
I,
you know what I mean?
I like, actually did want to say something.
Yeah.
You said all, like, the good stuff we've received. Tell them about, we finally got our first hate comment,
right? Oh, yeah. So we finally got, if you guys didn't see it, they're on the first episode of the podcast on YouTube. Someone responded and they said something like, I feel sad for you. You have a twisted view of the world. And I don't know if you guys saw it yet, but I pinned it and I replied to them too, because I loved it. I thought it was a great content. I mean, a great comment. The thing is that I don't want you guys to think that I'm shying away from any hatred. I don't ever want to be caught being phony. I don't ever want it to be like, oh, this guy, he's a liar and blah, blah, blah. I can take the hatred. That's why I said, I've said this a couple of times, I'm not going to delete your comments. If you have something you want to say, you think that I'm an idiot, or you think I'm an asshole, you think I can't love anybody, whatever it is, let me know in the comments. I have no problem with it. This guy, I thought he made a perfect emotional response to logic, and I pinned it because one of the things I said is, you guys got to learn that people are going to say this stuff to you. People who are trying to take your happiness from you because they're jealous of how happy you are, they're going to try and attack you personally. And the thing is, especially with women, they're relentless. That's something you have to understand with women, is that they do not care about your happiness. Okay. And we'll get into this. Maybe we'll talk, and we might talk about it in this episode or later, but I have stories of women, who say stuff to you. Guys who have been out there on the scene, maybe if you're young, you don't have a lot of experience yet with women, you might not realize, but guys who have been out there on the scene, they will make you feel like shit any chance they can, right? If they see that you're weak, they do not have any, they don't think the way that we do. They don't fantasize about the shit we fantasize. You see all those jokes, like a lot of the young guys, especially on like iFunny and stuff, you'll see some of those jokes that are like, oh, men want one thing and it's disgusting. And then it's guys and it's like, oh yeah, all we want is a hug. And that's what I'm saying. Guys, we naturally, it's so natural for us to want that. I shouldn't even say natural, but I feel like sometimes guys find themselves, especially when they're young guys find themselves in the trap. And this is what I'm going to get into today. Young guys find themselves getting into the trap of just wanting a relationship. I think it's shoved down our throats. I think I've said this before. It's shoved down our throats from movies and from women in our life. We're so convinced that we want true love and all this stuff. So we get to the point where we turn into bitches, and we're all about looking out for women emotionally. And what I want to tell you is, they don't sit around thinking about how they can make us happy. I think Patrice mentioned
that's a really good point, dude.
Yeah, like they don't sit around thinking about how to make us happy. And when a guy like me, a guy like AJ, a guy, you know, Tom Likas, like all these guys come out and they talk about this stuff, the first thing that people say is, oh, well, you know, you actually just hate women. You're not caring about their point of view, and you can't see somebody else's point of view. No, what it is, and what I want the show to be about, guys, is I want you to know this is from the man's point of view. This is our problems. This is shit that we are dealing with. So when you guys bring stuff up in the comments about, oh, women deal with that stuff too, I don't care what women deal with. And I think for a lot of guys out there, it probably feels good to hear a guy say that. You know, at least a successful guy who has friends, who can create relationships with people and whatnot, and is a part of this world. I don't care what women go through. This show is about what we go through. I want you guys to know, at the end of the day, you know, rest easy knowing that we're fucking here fighting for the shit that we're going through. I don't care about what women go through. And I know that might sound harsh or whatever, but that's the reality of it, is because they don't sit around thinking about the shit that we go through. We got to worry about their periods. We got to worry about pregnancy. We got to worry about how they're fucking insecure. And it's just like, no, I don't give a fuck. I'm not worrying about that. I have shit I have to take care of for me. So I can't think about your shit. You got to learn to handle your shit. I was just talking with someone the other day, and I was saying insecurity. They were talking about – it was that video, that comedian, Andrew Schultz, I think is his name maybe. And he was like, oh, fuck the Kardashian chicks. They make our women so insecure. And I was thinking to myself, no woman in their right mind – walk up to a chick. If you're ever in this argument with the chick and you say, you really think that a dumb broad like a fucking Kardashian chick, she makes you insecure? She really makes you feel more insecure about your body and how you look? And you say that, and you say, someone as dumb as them, you're going to admit that they let you determine how you feel about yourself? I guarantee you, she'll say, if you actually make her ante up, she'll say no. Now, I'm not talking about text. I'm not talking about this bullshit with the group mentality. I'm saying you fucking make her answer. Make her ante up and say what, and actually admit that a dumb bitch like a Kardashian is making her insecure. Her answer is going to be, well, when you put it that way, you're right. It's not them who makes us insecure. And then you need to follow up and say, you're right. It's you who makes you insecure. Women fucking make themselves insecure. That's who it is. It's nobody else. Men will fuck anything. We'll fuck almost anything. We don't care. And if you're ugly, we'll put a bag over
it. I'm really glad you said almost anything. I'm so glad you corrected yourself.
Well, there are some guys who are. There are some guys who are.
I think every guy has a limit.
I know some guys who actually, like, really care about, like, they're really picky with women, but they're also fucking studs themselves. There's guys who are super attractive and don't have to have a personality to get women. That's different. Well, I'm talking
about, we know some guys like that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm talking about the average motherfucker out there who's in the struggle, right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. So, but either way, we don't make, there's no fucking societal standards for women. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. If there is anything, they did it to themselves, and that's why we don't give a fuck about it on this show. We don't care about it because they do it to themselves. As far as I'm concerned, every problem a bitch goes through, she does it to herself. She doesn't actually face the fucking stress of society the way men do. You know what I mean? She just she doesn't, because if shit goes wrong for her in her life, she can just fucking marry a man and he'll take care of her at the end of the day. And that's what all of them do. That's why they suck so many guys into marriage and shit. Because at the end of the day, the career, none of that shit, their own friends, it doesn't help them at all. They just want to be taken care of. And we say, fuck that. You got to earn my fucking respect. For real. You got to earn it. If you want me to take care of you, you got to earn it. And in these days, you have so many young guys out there. And I get it. I feel it. We aren't even getting to the point where we want to take care of them anymore. We don't want to take care of them anymore. Even if they do earn respect in some way, we still don't want to take care of them. You know,
most of us have a hard time taking care of ourselves. You think like add on anything to that? It's unbelievable.
We don't want to take care of them. Why the fuck should I get married? Why the flying hell should I get married? And then I have to fucking I have to give up my happiness. That's all marriage is nowadays, is just men giving up their happiness. So fuck that. They're not sucking us into that shit. They're not sucking us into the trap of just taking care of them. Fuck no. But they want it. They want it. That's why some people say, well, what is it with these feminists? They want to be independent, but they also want to be taken care of. It's because they don't actually want to be independent. Feminism is all fucking lie. It's just fucking – it was sold to them by bullshit, by fucking, you know, people who wanted to – get two people working and tax two incomes and all that shit. It's bullshit. Feminism is not natural to women. They're stupid. They're just easy to control their minds mentally. Either way, fucking, where was I, AJ? Help me out here. What was this tangent? I started fucking going off on bitches.
I don't know, man. I really don't know. But it's good. It just was some raw stuff, you know?
Either way, the comment, I thought it was a great comment because you guys got to be able to look out for that shit. They're going to try and get you emotionally. All right, they're gonna try and get you and call you and call you names and say, oh, you can't love women, or you have a twisted view, whatever that guy said in the comment, or it might have been a chick, I don't know. You have a twisted view of the world. I feel sorry for you. Well, guess what? I don't give a fuck if you feel sorry for me. I don't need you to feel sorry for me. I don't want you to feel sorry for me, and I don't care if you do feel sorry for me. I don't give two fucks. I'm living my life. I'm putting up with shit. I'm keeping my motherfucking happiness, and I don't give a fuck what you think. And that's the bottom line. I don't care. So either way, that's the mentality you got to have. But here's the thing. I don't want people to just to calm down a little bit. I don't want people to think, oh, you're just an asshole. You can't love women. Look, we all fall into that trap. I was a pussy motherfucker growing up, and I'm still growing up. Fuck, what am I saying? I'm still fucking grown. But I'm just saying, in high school and shit, I was a pussy motherfucker. I had – one of the things Patrice talks about is how he wrote letters and stuff for girls to get pussy. I didn't even do that. I literally just in high school, I didn't get pussy. And like not because I was a loser. I had plenty of girls. Like I had girls, not plenty. I mean, I'm not trying to act like I'm a fucking, you know. But I'm saying I had girls that wanted – like I had people who were like, oh, would you go out with this chick? And it was like, she wants to go out with you. And I was like, fuck. I was like, no, I don't want to. You know what I mean? It was like I had – girls who were into me, and they were, you know, average, attractive, whatever, nothing crazy. But I'm just saying, I'm not like some kind of an incel or whatever. It was, there was this chick who, she was in my homeroom, and I literally, this is the story of how much of a pussy I am, why I think one of the reasons I kind of started to just decide, all right, well, I'm not gonna talk to any girls, I'm not gonna get pussy, whatever. There was this chick who I had this relationship in my head. And I know guys, we do this. We fantasize about these things that we think are going to make us happy. And all it really is we think we need to have those fantasies to get pussy. That's really what it is. So I had this whole relationship in my head with this girl for like 2 years. And I never said a word to her. Never said a word to her. And a lot of people go, Rick, that's your fault. You never said a word to her. And you're right. And what it made me realize by keeping staying away from that shit and seeing what, especially seeing what other guys go through as well, and some of the stuff I went through, like I mentioned in the last podcast, what I went through at home with my with just my family, but seeing that stuff, what it made me realize is I don't necessarily need, I don't want to take the mentality of, oh, I'm just going to avoid women. That's kind of, that's one of the reasons I'm doing this. One of the things I admired about Patrice is that he kind of, he never said to himself that I'm going to just avoid women. His whole goal was, well, I'm going to learn how to live with them and still keep my happiness. And that's one of the reasons this connected with me so much, is because I was starting to turn into the guy who was like, well, I'm just going to avoid women. And a lot of it comes from the fact that I had this imaginary relationship with this chick. I used to, I'd fantasize, whatever you want to call it, about the shit we could do together to be happy and blah, blah, blah. And I had this whole thing going on in my head that after I was able to move past it and look back, I was like, fuck, I am such a bitch. I am such a bitch with my happiness. Why am I placing responsibility on women to make me happy? It makes no sense. You got to take responsibility for your happiness. And I think that's one of the things I started falling into. And one of the things that Hollywood and women, your family will tell you, oh, you're going to be lonely for the rest of your life and unhappy. One of the things that what that will start to do is, what I started to realize was I hated the fact that people were always trying to guilt me. I never felt guilty, but I hated the fact that people were always trying to guilt me. And what I realized
was – That's a huge problem, man, with right. A lot of things, not just this, but
– Oh, yeah, definitely. And one of the things that I realized was it's not that I'm feeling guilty or that I'm insecure. It's that I'm placing responsibility on others to make me happy, which is why I used to get so upset when people would try and guilt me and stuff like that, because I had this idea in the world that – for some reason, the world was supposed to make you happy. I feel like it's almost natural for us. We're so used to with social media and shit being shoved in our face, and this we're with this ideal life being shoved into our face. We're so used to having the world make us happy. And what I started to realize was that that is absurd. You have to be responsible for your own happiness, which is why that hate comment, I can take the hate and still be happy. I have no problem with being hated and being happy. I love that hate comment. If anybody has some hate comments out there, anybody's listening to this and they're not sub, they disagree with what I'm saying, leave a comment. Tell me why you disagree, because it's probably going to be bullshit, but I want to hear it. I want other people to hear it. I want people to hear what you guys have to say if you disagree with me, because it's important to get opinions out there and to get shit out there and to be – not only to get them out there, but to be able to argue them. Guys who are going down this road of being responsible for your happiness, it's going to be a fight. One of the things Patrice always says, it's a fucking fight. People would say, why are you so angry? Like in that last rant, people might listen to it in that a couple minutes ago and be, why are you so angry, Rick? You have to be angry. It's a fight for your happiness, right? Fight for men's happiness. That's my YouTube videos. It's a fight. You don't let people make you think that your emotions are bad to have. Point blank. If you have hatred, if you have anger, fucking express that shit. Now, don't go killing people. Don't go raping bitches. None of that shit. We do not condone that. But fucking express it. Be like, hey, you're making me angry right now, bitch. Stop talking to me about stupid shit that I don't want to hear.
You know what they'll do? They'll probably keep talking. They'll talk more.
Well, that's the other thing, too. They just don't show, I'm just doing this, blah, 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 blah. And then they take the victim thing. I'm just telling you this, blah, blah, blah. No, you're not. You're being fucking annoying, and I don't want to hear it. And I don't need to hear it. It's not making anybody happy. Your shit. My shit is all – this show is all about the perspective of being of your happiness. You have to look at stuff in terms of your happiness, and people are going to tell you, oh, well, I feel bad for you. And what you have to say is, I don't give a fuck if you feel bad for me because I'm happy. Like, you're not getting the point when they try and guilt you. They're not understanding your point of view. No one understands where you're coming from, including me. No one understands where you're coming from. Only you do. And that's why you have the best ability to make you happy. Nobody else is going to make you happy, right?
So that's why what you said is true. Like, we just got to ignore – You just got to ignore someone doing, like, throwing their, making you, you know, guilt tripping you and stuff. Like, right, acknowledge it, then ignore it, because right, at the end of the day, you're happy.
Way. Exactly. At the end of the day, you're happy, and not in a hateful way. AJ, keep that in mind. That's the other thing you have to add for that, is it's not about hate. It's not about hating. I don't hate women. I mean, sometimes we do, like I said, and sometimes I don't. But what I'm saying is it's my emotions don't drive me. Yes, I have them, but they don't control me. Right? They don't control me. So That's why I say you have to remember, people are going to say these things. That person who left that comment, I don't hate them. I don't care. I mean, I might find some things to hate them about, but I can find something to hate everybody about. Hatred is out there. You know what I mean? That's why I like that one skit. I forget if it was on Dave Chappelle's show or whatever, but it was like Player Haters. If anybody hasn't watched that, they should watch that. And it's like, hatred is a part of life, dude. And the thing is too, this is another kind of theory I've been working on, is that men are better at hating than women. We're so good at hating, we use it to our advantage. Like, everybody, let me tell you something. You wouldn't have had the American Revolution, the French Revolution, any revolution ever. You wouldn't have had that without hatred. You understand what I'm saying? We use our hatred to help us. When women hate, they just gossip about stupid shit when women hate. And they stop talking. They stop talking to their friends. They don't actually hate. And AJ, you know this. I'm not going to get too specific, but you're dealing with shit right now from women in your life that they have no reason to hate, because they don't even hate as good as we do. That's how much better we are than women. We're better at even something as evil as hating. Everybody thinks that hatred is so evil. It's not evil. Men can use their hatred to good. When you're around with the boys and you're joking around, you look for stuff to hate them on. I'm always picking on people.
Yeah, no emotion is inherently evil. Like, if someone says that, you just be like, what is evil, bro? Like,
Exactly. It's just words, man. It's just words. And that's what I'm saying. Everybody should watch that Player Hater skit. It's funny. It's funny as hell. You know what I'm talking about too. When you're joking around with the boys and stuff about you guys are picking on each other all the time. All the guys out there, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but like, guys don't get offended and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. We don't. It's training our skills. I'm telling you, your hatred can be used for good. Sometimes your hatred is going to be your only defense for your happiness, guys. Seriously. Sometimes it's going to be like that. You know, so you got to keep that shit in mind. And like I said, I'm not saying don't go out there and commit a bunch of crimes and all, but I'm just saying that's what this is going to be about, is learning how to deal with the problems that we're facing, right? So either way, I want you guys to know I have the ability to love. I'm not trying to act like I'm super hateful and whatnot. I've had crushes on girls, if that's what you want to call them. We all, young guys, fall into that shit where what it is when you start to mature as a guy, you want to get pussy, but you have just no clue how. This is what it is, in my opinion. So you think what you do is, especially nowadays, being around women and being in social media, you think that women want that nice guy relationship. So all young guys tend to develop that nice guy thing, right? And that's just – I think that's your first – interpretation, let's say, of how to get pussy. That's just what you do. And as you age, you learn that there's other shit to getting pussy, and also getting pussy isn't the most important thing. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, obviously it's important, but I'm just saying that you start to learn. You know what I mean? You start to learn. But either way, this is going to be about men's issues, right? And I just want you to know, I have that ability to be. I've been in that situation to be a pussy and been in love and blah blah blah. I've been there, right? We've all been there. It's not. So when people tell you, oh, you can't love, you know you can ignore them, right? Because I know there's a lot of guys out there thinking, damn, Rick, you're saying exactly what I'm thinking too. But, you know, you're thinking, oh, I've been in that relationship. I've been in that situation too, where I've been thinking about picnics to go on with a chick. I've been a crush, right? Especially in high school. I know, like, a lot of you guys are in high school and you're around the same girls every day. It's very natural for you to don't think that you're a bitch or a pussy if you're thinking about these imaginary relationships you can have with chicks. I mean, you are a bitch, but you get over it. You know what I mean? And you learn how not to be, right? You learn how not to be a bitch, essentially. And it's all in time. It's all in time. So either way, that's basically the main point. That's basically the main point. I want you guys to know that I've been through it, right? I've been through it. I've been through the whole love thing. Like I said, it happens to everybody. But this shit is going to be about your happiness. We don't care about we don't care about what women think, you know, about our shit. So,
but hey, to that dude's point, maybe one day you will meet someone who you do care
about, yeah, that's the only
thing, in their point. But like, until then, there's no point in worrying about it or anything like that.
Yeah, just keep doing you. Exactly. That's a good point. It's kind of like, I don't hate relationships. I'm not hating on people in relationships. Go for it. AJ, you're in one right now, and I keep telling you to fucking dump the bitch, but you're not listening to me. I keep telling you
how to fuck. I take in your opinions and stuff, but we all have to do.
Keep telling them. I say, how are we gonna get our game going this summer?
And, you'll get some of these boys, some of these men.
Yeah, they're all pussies. That's the other thing too, guys. We got to stick up for each other. We got to stick up for guys out there. When I get in arguments with guys and stuff on the social media, I don't like to fight you guys. I always end it on good terms. I always say, look, gang, do your thing. You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do, what you feel is right. You know, it's not about, I'm not trying to hate on anyone. I feel like guys, we so often we're so quick to bash of another guy just to get pussy or whatever it is. You know, really just to get pussy is normally the thing. I mean, if you ever find yourself fighting a guy on some of these issues, you know, who are you trying to impress? Like, I had to tell this to one guy. I was like, dude, who are you trying to impress? Like, I'm not, I got into this thing. This one guy, he was talking about his soul. He was talking about how, you know, oh, you'll find a soulmate, dude. I used to be like you too until I found mine. And I told him, I was like, well, what would you do if she cheated on you? And he's like, well, I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to go into her. What did he call it? Her infidelity or whatever. And I was like, all right, what would you do if you cheated on her, but you wanted to stay with her? What would you try and tell her to keep her? And he was like, it's just not going to happen, dude. We're cut from the same cloth or whatever. It's just not going to happen. And I forget if we talked about this or not on the show, but I told him, I said, dude, who are you impressing? Like, I'm not a bitch. I'm not a chick. You don't have to give me this magical shit. I'm not going to believe in it. But either way, I forget. I might have mentioned that in the last episode, so I don't want to harp on it too much. But, you know, I'm not trying to sell you guys on anything. I think I've made it pretty clear. I'm not trying to make money from this. I don't care. I'm not trying to sell anything to you guys. That's why I said I don't want this to be – I'm not about a script. I'm not making scripts and then just – a lot of channels out there have their script and they just give you a quick video and whatnot. That's why I said I want to lean more towards a podcast, because I want you to know that this is stuff that hits us, right? This is stuff that hits us on a more emotional, a passionate level, right? I don't want this to be about a script that I write for you and try and sell you something. There is no script here. This is all just what I think. And I actually, AJ, if you don't want to say anything else, yet I actually did have something I wanted to bring up, though, going into that. Of course, I just talked
about it. Go ahead.
I did have something I wanted to talk about. I had a couple weeks ago, I had a fan, whatever you want to call it, message me on Reddit, and he was saying, dude, you know, you talk about Patrice stuff really well. I've never heard somebody talk about it. And he asked me a couple questions, right? And I guess I just kind of want to go into that thing. And the first thing I want to address is he talked basically about, is it really happiness? Like, is happiness the right way to describe it? And he talked about how I don't want to necessarily be considered as like a junkie who's just going after that type of happiness, almost kind of thing. It's basically what he was talking about. He's like, and so one of the things he talked about is like Patrice, he mentioned, he would call it righteous. He would say that it was righteousness, or I don't know, whatever. I don't even know if that's a word, but either way, he would say that it was righteous. And my thing is, I call it happiness only because, look, I'm calling it happiness because, look, it's in the American Constitution, right? The pursuit of happiness. I just think that's a term for it. Everybody, you got to find out. This is one of the things, I think I mentioned this earlier in the show. You have to find out what it means to you, and you're not going to be able to explain it to everybody else. So that guy who asked that question, I can't really explain it well to you. You're going to know it when you have it, right? I know that I feel, and the thing is, you have to go off your gut. So many things in this world, especially with social media and the use of technology, it's going to make you give up how you feel in your gut. It's going to, or at least ignore how you feel in your gut. And one of the points of this show is that you have to go, especially in life, you're going to have a lot of times in your life where you have to just go with your gut, right? You have to just go with your gut. So what I want this to be about is finding out and being able to be, you know, be in tune with your gut. I want to bolster that, you know, I want to train that that skill. I want you guys to be able to train that skill in your life to be able to go with your gut and go with how you feel about it. You know, if you don't want to call it happiness, you know, it is what it is. I think it's a lot of things. Like, I think Patrice did a really good job of saying he was righteous, because this stuff is going to be honest. You know, I'm going to be honest with you guys. It's going to be how we feel, right? And it's going to be – and again, you have to do this not to hate women. This is not about hating women. Hating women is almost a byproduct. It's almost an effect of it. You start to develop some type of hatred for women, which I think a lot of guys do, even though they might not want to call it hatred. You know, you had guys who would call up on Patrice's show and go, I'm a good guy, I don't hate women. And he's like, look, he literally said, I don't – like, there was one guy who literally said – I forget what episode it was. I don't know if it was 10, 11, or 12. I think it was one of them. And he said, I don't hate women, I just hate the stuff they do. And he's like, and Patrice is like, exactly. So you hate women. There are things you hate about women. I mean, we have to be honest with ourselves. How can we start off in this journey if we can't even admit that there are going to be things we hate about women? But we love them too. There's reasons that you can, there is reasons you can love them, but it's just about whether you love or hate them is irrelevant to your happiness, right? And it's the same thing going into those, like a relationship, your girl's problem, it's irrelevant to your happiness. And I'm using the term happiness. This is why I say in that one video, I said, don't try to solve your girl's problems. You can't solve her problems. All you can do is handle your shit. All you can do is take care of your shit. Every guy out there is struggling, right? And so all you can do is handle your shit. If you try and solve her problems, she's going to think of you as a bitch. So that's why I say it's the same kind of thing. You can't worry about whether or not you love or hate a person, right? It's just about your happiness. So if you hate them in the moment, you hate them. If you love them in the moment, you love them. But it's not about this ultimate thing where you just have to love all women. No, you don't have to just love all women. That thing that society sells you about loving all women, no. That's ridiculous. It's absurd. Go with your gut. Go with what makes you
happy. Sorry. Now I'm curious what you think about this. I remember my first big boy job out of college, right? I had to fill out this kind of psych test and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the questions was – job is
what you just said.
Yeah. You know, the first job out of college when you're not, like, I don't know, working at a cashier
and you
or lifeguarding.
You feel like you don't fit in with college students. See, that's the other thing about getting right out of college. It's kind of funny. That song, whichever song it is, What's My Age Again? I think it's what it's like 22, where it's like, nobody likes you when you're 23. It's so funny because it's like, because you're in that point where you're not really an adult, but you're in the adult world. And also, you can't really relate to college students.
It's weird. It's weird. It's kind but anyways, of, yeah, one yeah, of yeah. the questions was like, if women weren't in the workplace, would you perform better or something like that? Like, if girls weren't around your workplace, would you perform better? And I was like, yeah, because I, you yeah. know, like, because in my head, I wouldn't have to worry about impressing them or anything like that, because
especially for you, because you're a pussy motherfucker.
Exactly, no, for sure. And I was going to say, I was worried about that type of stuff, you know?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude. You'd be so much better off if chicks weren't in the workplace.
But I answered that, and that was one of the, like, red flags. It wasn't a red flag, but they were like, why would you answer it? And I was like, what do you mean, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they were kind of not freaked out, but, like, I didn't fail a test or anything. But it was just a sign, and I was like, what is this a sign for? Like, it's so true.
Yeah, it's the truth. Men and women shouldn't work together. And that's not like, look, I work with women. I'm not trying to say that I'm not just going to come out and say they're bad at their jobs. That's not what it is. It has nothing to do with that. My boss is actually a woman, and she's great, you know, but it's stressful. It's stressful to work with them, because that – I don't care what anybody says. Look, there are people out there that they talk about the porn industry, and they say that all that shit's bad for you. I don't know. I've been fucked up since I was like 3 or 4 in this sense then, if we're going to call it fucked up. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, I've been into women for as long as I can remember. So it has nothing to do with porn. I don't think, at least. I mean, you guys can maybe take another point of view on that. Either way, you have that natural desire to want to fuck girls. And it really don't matter what they're wearing. I mean, yeah, the tights and shit makes it worse, but it doesn't matter what they're wearing. You just have that. You can't, I'm not saying that you act on it, obviously, but what I'm saying is that it's there. It's there. You can't help it. And there's so many guys that talk about this in their workplace. They say that I actually have a comment on one of the Patrice videos, because Patrice mentioned this too, where he said men and women shouldn't work together. And I have a comment out there where I said that. I said it puts a lot of stress on guys. And the other thing too is, in today's world, it's like, who's to say you could get a fucking sexual harassment charge. Never be alone with them. Never
fucking Oh, that's a good point.
Never be alone with them. Holy hell no. There's no
we were reading that Reddit comment the other day where like a girl came up to the dude at work, and she could have easily turned that around on him. Like if he refused her or something, she could have just, you know.
I think
that's crazy.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. And you can't. But like I said, I want to point this out. I think a lot of guys get into this the feminism thing, and they start to really hate it, which is good. I'm cool with it. But don't hate it for the wrong reasons, or don't let it take your happiness away. Let's put it that way. Again, we get back to the same thing. Never let it take your happiness away. You can't let this hatred that you feel, guys, in your gut. You can't let this hatred take your happiness away, right? That's the most important thing that you got to put out there, right? So, either way, there's another question you asked me too. I guess I can address real quick. Nothing crazy, and then I think we're probably good. I think we can probably end this episode, but we'll say a couple things about the channel and everything, and thank you guys again and whatnot. But the other thing that he kind of wanted to talk about was the idea of balancing the lovey-dovey romantic stuff with like the hard stuff. I guess he's probably still stuck on that idea of being lovey-dovey. Here's the way I see it. I've said this already, which is why I don't want to talk about it in a long time. You got to go with your gut, man. To this guy asking the question, to everybody out there, it's very. I think it's something that I think here's an important thing to point out. It's something that's going to take time for you to develop. And if you get into a relationship, if you marry young or whatever, you get into a relationship, you're one of those people who I was similar to this, where you're a serial monogamous, right? Where you just get into these relationships and you never really know you never really know what it's like to have that hatred, I guess, right? If you're somebody who you have yet to discover what it's like to develop that, to have that connection to that hatred, maybe you're still stuck in this lovey-dovey thing. But the idea is that you have to just go with your gut. If there's something that's taking away your happiness, you have to express it, right? And the whole thing with the being romantic or whatever, don't let Hollywood suck you into that trap of thinking you have to be lovey-dovey. They don't give a fuck about being lovey-dovey. They tell you they do because they don't fucking know what makes them happy. Truthfully, they don't know what makes them happy. So they just think that makes them happy because it's not what you're giving them, right? You know what I mean? When you have a guy who's super lovey-dovey, then you have a chick who goes, oh, well, I want you to be tougher, right? It's like they're never going to be happy anyways. So be yourself. Be yourself. If you're naturally a lovey-dovey guy and you think that makes you happy, do it. I don't give a fuck, as long as you're staying happy. Honestly, like, I don't want you guys to ever think that – I don't want this to be a polarizing thing. I want guys to be able to come on here and think that it's helping them to be happy, because that's the message, is that I want you to be happy. I don't mean this to be polarizing. I'm not trying to have guys in a relationship on one side and guys not in a relationship on the other side and fighting. I just want this to be about you guys being happy. So if it makes you happy to be lovey-dovey, the whole idea is the thing that he's struggling with, or the question that he has, is what's the best way to balance it, right? And what's the best way to be in a relationship but stick with your gut but also make her happy and blah, 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 and all that stuff? And what I'm telling you is, look, guys, you're not fucking Superman out there. You're not going to be able to solve all these problems in their lives. You have to just keep your happiness in mind. Everything that happens to me throughout the day, I have a filter of my happiness. That's how I look at it. I look at, hey, is it not making me happy? Is it my fault? How can I change it? How can I deal with it? That's what you have to do. So anytime you're in an argument with your chick, and an argument with your mom, whatever it is, you just have to say, hey, this is not making me happy right now. Seriously. You understand what I'm saying? And look, sometimes you're going to come off as the asshole, but it is what it is. You have to look at it through your happiness. So that's the point that I want to make. In my experience, the lovey-dovey shit, I talked to my dad about this. I talked to my mom and my dad, and one of the things my mom complains is that he doesn't do the lovey-dovey stuff or whatever. Or she used to complain that. Now it's not even at that point. They're done with it, so it don't even fucking matter. She's going to be leaving soon and whatnot. We can get into that as well. But either way, or he's going to be kicking her out. But either way, I talked to my dad and I go, and he says to me, look, you know, I did that stuff for her when in the beginning of our relationship, I'd buy her flowers and all, and she was never happy. She was never happy. She stayed miserable. And I said, fuck it. I'm not going to do that shit. I mean, it's not worth it. I'm telling you, your happiness is worth it. Your happiness is the righteous fight. Bottom line. And you got to fucking, and you got to learn how to fight. It's not easy. You got to learn how to fight. Either way, I don't want to go on and on about the same shit. I have a bunch of topics I could talk about, but I'm trying to keep this, I guess, a little bit more organized, if you will. And also, I want to hear from you guys again. The stuff that you say, we can talk about it on the podcast as well. If you guys have questions and whatnot, we can be talking about that stuff. But either way, I just want you to know, main takeaway from this, this is all about our happiness. I don't give a fuck about what women go through, what makes them unhappy. I don't care. I want to fix the men. I want the men. My fucking idea of the world is, man, I don't care what race you are, all guys sticking together, being like, we're looking out for each other. You know what I mean? Truly, bros before hoes. Hey, the other thing too, if we ever got big, I'd love to do some shit with music, but keep that motherfucking mob mentality. If you guys don't know what MOB is, money over bitches, keep that fucking mob mentality. You can listen to that song, MOB by Tupac and the Outlaws. That song, if you're ever falling into, I wanted to put this in the podcast, in this episode. If you're ever falling into the fucking shit of in a relationship, you think you're falling in love with the chick, fucking blast that song. Get the fuck over it. I love that song. I think it's a great beat, and fucking it's they all have great flow in that. It's a great fucking song. But either way, money over bitches. Keep that mob mentality. That's one of the things that I always say. Either way, that's my goal, is guys to stick up for each other, because we got to do it. We got to stick up for each other. But anyways, thanks for listening, guys. If you're listening to this on something other than YouTube and you're not subbed yet, get over, fucking sub on YouTube. Create an account with Gmail if you don't have one. Super easy. Thanks again for the 200 subs. You know, this channel is growing really quick. I really think we can do a lot of shit with this. I really think we can help a lot of guys out, because I've gotten so much feedback from guys saying like it is really nice to hear guys talk about this. And like I said, I want you to know, I want this to be the type of show that I feel like you guys can connect with more. I mean, throughout my whole life, I've been able to talk about stuff a lot, and when I get going, I really get going, and I think that people really find me interested. I mean, when I was going through college and stuff, I used to have guys who would like to listen to me talk about this stuff. I've just always been someone I think that people like to talk with. So I really think when I get a more of a better vibe going, and I get a little bit more of a better rhythm with you guys and the followers, I don't know, whatever the hell you want to call it, we can really get some good shit going. And I'd love to do some live shit, have you guys in on the conversation, talk about your stories, all that stuff. So like I said, hang in there, you know, keep the shit rolling, keep up with the channel, you know what I mean? As I always say, keep your fucking heads up. All right, boys. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you guys later, all right?
See you guys.